Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Perishonah hayam Masiyin Masuos. In the beginning, they would light torches on the top of mountains that everybody would know that there was a new moon. And Taisentiv explains this as Dafko, when it would fall out that the previous month was a 29-day month. Otherwise, they wouldn't need to tell anybody because everybody would just assume that it was a Chodesh Me'uber. It was a full month. But when it wasn't, they would light these torches to let everybody know that it was Rosh Chodesh. And this was done that they didn't have to even hire shluchim to go to each of the city. It was an easy way to do this. They would just light torches. Mishakilklu hakusim, hiskinush shluchim yotzim. But then what the kusim would be doing was they would be using these torches even on a chodesh that had 30 days. And people would get mixed up because we were only supposed to do it when the previous month was 29 days. And people thought it was a 29-day previous month and they got mixed up. So after that happened, they made a takana that just shluchim would be going out, that only messengers, and they wouldn't do any of these torches anymore. And it seemed that the Rav and the Rambam, they both have in this Mishnah kusim, in the previous Mishnah, where they were messing up and bribing witnesses, the ones that were actually going to Har HaBayis, there the Mishnah uses minin, not kusim. And the Rav and the Rambam do have these girsas, that one is minin, one is kusim, the Taisentiv says, and that's just lamaisa what happened. One was done by minin, who Taisentiv said was the Baisusim, and then here you have the Kusim that were messing up with the fires. But Rashi seems to have the same girsa of Minim by both of them, Taisentiv points out, that it was the same type of people.